是健康的人。
So today we're gonna learn about who are the healthy.
让我们一起来攻读今天的经文，记载在马太福音九章十到十三节。
Let's read our today's scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 9:10-13.
马太福音九章十到十三节。好，如果翻到的话，我们一起来攻读。如果你可以用你自己的圣经，如果没有，没有关系，我们投影片上面都预备好了，一起请。
While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Go and learn this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。我们都知道上个礼拜天德州有一间浸信会发生了一起枪击案。
So we all know last Sunday in Texas, a gunman walked into a Baptist church and opened fire.
那歹徒呢就对着正在敬拜的这些群众呢疯狂的扫射。
And then,
造成26个人死亡，20多人受伤。
So 26 people were killed and more than 20 wounded.
我们都知道这个新闻非常的让我们很震惊。
And then we all know the news is really shocking.
那在上个月初，其实在拉斯维加斯也发生类似的枪击事件。
So in fact, at the beginning of this month, there is another shooting incident in Las Vegas.
那歹徒呢，就向着正在听音乐会的群众疯狂扫射，造成至少59个人死亡，527人受伤。
So the gunman opened fire at Las Vegas Harvest Music Festival and causing 59 dead and more than 527 wounded.
事实上，这一类残忍的枪击事件不断的、频繁的在美国发生，几乎每一阵子都有类似的报道出现。
So the gun violence happened so frequently that people are still traumatized by the earlier incidents, and then we heard on the news there's another happened.
根据布莱迪预防枪支暴力研究中心统计，每年有33,880人死于枪击，平均每一天死93个人的枪击。
According to Brady Gun Violence Prevention Research Center, every year in America, there will be about 33,880 people killed by guns, and that is about 93 per day.
我相信我们都得出一个结论，可能很多人都同意，那一些用枪支杀人的大部分，我们不能说全部，但大部分都是心理有问题的，肯定他们脑筋一定有病，才会乱开枪杀死一群手无寸铁无辜的老百姓，是不是？
So, many of us believe thatThose people who kill people with guns are psychologically unstable. They must be mentally ill to be able to commit such a crime killing innocent people.
你同意不同意？同意。同意但是我要告诉你们，这一些枪手可不是这么想的。
But I have to tell you, all those murderers might not think so.
当他们在扫射的时候，说不定他们认为说都是别人有问题。是别人先得罪他，或者是世界对他不公平，所以他要才要替天行道，要来或是施行报复，所以透过这种行动来解决问题。
So, the gunman may not think so. They might believe that others sin against them, cause their suffering. So the world is not fair. So they have to retaliate in this way.
好，那如果是这样子的话，每个人都认为是别人有问题，那请问？到底谁才是健康的人呢？
So in this way, everyone believes everyone else has a problem. So I ask you, who is the healthy?
在耶稣的时代，同样也有一群人搞不清楚到底谁才是健康的人。
So in the time of Jesus, some people have no idea what healthy means.
于是耶稣就说出了这样一句话，他说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
That's why Jesus said, it's not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick.
好，那请问耶稣所指的这个健康的康健呢，是指真正健康的人，是指那些身体真正健康的人吗？
So who are the healthy that Jesus referred to? Are those physically sound ones?
这句话很有意思啊，有一点吊诡，又有一点反讽，到底谁是健康的人？
So this sentence is a little, it's interesting. It's a little tricky and a little sarcastic.
是抵挡耶稣的人呢，还是寻求耶稣的人呢？
So who are the healthy? Are those who resist Jesus?
Or are those to follow Jesus? 到底谁才是健康的？
So it's a little confusing.
意思我们要从这段经文，我们一同来学习如何来分辨出谁是健康的人，进而帮助我们也都成为健康的人。
So let's study scripture and find out the answer so we can be all become the healthy ones.
好，我们从三方面来看，就是健康的人呢，不是根据自己的认为。
So the first one is the healthy is not those who say they're healthy.
好，我们十二节我们再来读一次好不好？预备，请。
It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
好，当时呢，有耶稣呢，面对一群法利赛人的刁难、责备，甚至逼迫，而让耶稣讲出这一句话来的来回应呢，其实是有原因的。
So in front of the criticism and the opposition of Pharisees, Jesus responded in this way is not without a reason.
那耶稣说这一句话的意思呢，是说凡那些自认健康的，不一定是真健康。
So because those who thought they were healthy might not be the healthy one.
也就是说健不健康不是自己说了算，就像义人跟自以为义的人呢，这是不一样的。
So in other words, it's healthy or not, it's not based on your own belief. And just like being righteous and being self-righteous is different.
我们都知道耶稣说这句话是针对当时法利赛人所讲的。
So we all know Jesus said those words, I was talking about the Pharisees.
那这些法利赛人呢，就是那种感觉自己很健康的人，事实上他们才是有问题的。
So those Pharisees are the self-righteous one, and then actually they are the sick ones.
那税吏跟罪人应该就是耶稣说所谓的有病的人哈。那似乎根据耶稣的说法，他们才是正常的，这就奇怪了。
But think about if the Pharisees are the sick ones, the tax collectors and the sinners are the healthy ones. That's even more confusing.
为了搞清楚这层复杂的关系，我们先要来了解一下当时的背景。
So to understand this complicated scenario, we have to learn about the background.
原来法利赛人呢，是在当时犹太教当中最严谨的教派。
So the Pharisees are the most religious group among the Jews.
他们强调过高度圣洁生活，而不沾染世俗的污秽，所以对神的敬虔地步及圣经知识的理解程度非常的这个厉害，能够倒背如流、炉火纯青的这样境界。
So, the Pharisees emphasize an unblemished life and stay awayFrom all uncleanness, and they are very religious group, and then very knowledgeable about scriptures.
所以这会让当时的人呢佩服的五体投地。
So, they held a very high social status and envied by all Jewish community.
那他们几乎成为楷模榜样，可以得到当时的百姓的尊敬或是夸赞的原因。
So they are the example in the Jewish community, receive all the praises.
当然我们说对上帝敬虔、熟读圣经、持守圣洁，这都是好事啊。就算以今天的这个标准来衡量他们，我觉得他们都是健康的，是不是？
So if we think, you know, being righteous and knowing the scriptures and, you know, those are pretty spiritually healthy, aren't they?
我们想象一下，假设我们当中每一个人，我们早上五点钟起来祷告灵修，然后呢从来不看电视玩手机啊，或是参加什么鬼节的庆祝活动哦，不那个些这个都不参加的，每一周至少进食一次，我们祷告词像吟诗朗诵，措辞优美，句句经典，甚至正经整本圣经可以倒背如流，又会教导，然后呢又各式各样的聚会从来不迟到早退，奉献至少十分之一，生活循规蹈矩，从没有绯闻，连个撒个小谎的错误都没有，你说这样人好不好？
Let's think about imagine somebody among us who got up at 5 o'clock and then doing the Bible study and never watch a movie, never play with cell phone and never participate in Halloween fast at least once a week, whose words in his prayer are well placed and meaningful, and who can resist, who can recite Bible verses fluently, never arrive late or leave early, and give at least 10% to church and live a lawful life, anything that is shameful will never be related to him. Even the smallest lie have never come out of his mouth. Are those people our examples?
倘若有这样的人马上被提名当我们的执事或长老是不是?
So if there are those people among us, yeah, they're a very good candidate for deacons and elders.
事实上今天教会也有很多这样的人。
But we do have a lot of people like that in church.
或是我们这样说, 如果教会要复兴, 我们也需要很多像这样有敬虔生命的信徒,是不是?
So in other words, in order for our church to grow, we do need people like that.
到底为什么我们对法利赛人的观念都是那么负面呢?
But why we do have the negative impression of the Pharisees?
那问题就出在这些法利赛人呢,忽略了神的 怜悯慈爱而专注于神的圣洁公义。
But the problem is the Pharisees put rules and regulations before love and mercy.
他们认为凡属神的人应该洁身自爱，不可以跟这些罪人同流合污，在罪中有份。那这样的理解或坚持，基本上也不是说没有道理的。
So they focus on being holy, so they do not associate with sinners. But such a point, they do have their point.
但是耶稣呢，却一反这样的传统观念，难怪耶稣会被他们责怪有问题。But
what Jesus has done is against all rules and regulations.
不但没有保守自己的圣洁，不沾染这些世俗的污秽，反而整天跟那些被看不起的税吏和罪人鬼混，甚至还公开一起吃饭，这简直成何体统！So
he hang out with tax collectors and sinners and even eat with them. It's totally out of the norm.
所以这些是他们的认为，这法利赛人的认为，哦，这不应该是这样的。So
that's why Pharisees think that's not supposed to be this way.
在这一段经文当中，我们看见税吏跟罪人两个人共用一个冠词，这表示这两种人在法利赛人的心目中是同一类人。So
we can see here both tax collectors and the sinners share a same definite article, the. Which means, in the minds of Pharisees, those two group of people are in the same category.
原来税吏呢是犹太人所看不起的，因为他们是替统治者罗马政府来征税，是他们的走，就像走狗一样欺负自己的人，所以就把他们与罪人同列。So
the tax collectors in Jewish community, nobody likes them because they work for the Roman government.
而耶稣说有病的人需要医生，事实上是替那些税吏及罪人辩护，因为他们有病，他才需要得到健康。So
when Jesus said it's not the healthy who need a doctor but the sick, he is defending the tax collectors and sinners, which means those people need doctor and then they need to be healed.
但事实上这些敬虔的法利赛人，难道他们就真的健康吗？
But I think about it, are those Pharisees healthy?
他们过度的看重这些自认为敬虔的宗教生活行为，认为自己常年保守在不能够吃、不能摸、不能碰，要遵守的这些礼仪、这些非常的不容易，尤其不能够接触到任何罪人，而让他们也沾上污秽，否则过去的奴隶遵守诫命这些的这个心血都前功尽弃了。Think
about those Pharisees. They overly emphasize the religious rituals. They can't eat this, can't touch that. They have to keep with all the cleansing rituals and cannot associate with sinners. Otherwise, they will become unclean.
正因为这些行为上，他们所努力所付出的这些代价，使他们骄傲地认为自己才是离上帝最近的人，所以讨上帝喜悦的人。Because
they think by following all the rules, they will be close to God. And they will be pleasing to God.
而且是最没有问题的人，最健康的人。
They will be blameless and healthy.
而当时大部分的人也接受这样的认知。And
at the time, most people do regard Pharisees as the most godly people.
Yeah, 但很显然的，耶稣说他们健康，这些人是健康的人哦，你们不用不倒医生哈。其实他们才是最不健康的人。 因为他们在神的眼中只是外表敬虔，而内心却充满嫉妒、自私的人。
So when Jesus mentioned the word healthy, he was not talking about the Pharisees because they are outwardly sincere, but inwardly full of jealousy and selfishness.
换句话说，他们自己说自己健康，其实就自己认为自己为义，自以为义。而耶稣用这种方式来讽刺这些法利赛人，就是自以为义。
So they think they're healthy. They think they're righteous. That's why Jesus criticized them about because they're self-righteousness.
所以接下来耶稣就说了这句话，他引用经上记着说。这句话是出于何西阿书六章六节，他怎么说？我们一起来读，预备，请。
For I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
我再解释，好，这句话连续的原文是立约的爱，坚贞守约的爱。
So we see here, the mercy means the covenant, the unconditional love.
好，这讲说不喜爱，不喜爱，这是当时一种习惯用法，一种夸张的方式来表达。叫喜爱跟赐喜爱的一个，就像我们之前讲过，爱父母胜过，就是用恨另外一个强烈的字眼，所以这里用不喜爱来表达一个对比。
So here not is not meaning no or don't, but it's commonly used as a secondary, used as the next.
也就是说，神看重我们内心里面与他持守一个坚贞守约的爱，胜过我们外在对他敬拜行动或敬虔的宗教行为。
So this sentence means, God desires our wholeheartedly devotion to Him more than our hourly action of worship.
就像我们去医院，医生会告诉你说，哦，你要健康啊，你要吃饭哈，你要睡觉哈，这最简单的嘛哈，要吃饭跟睡觉啊。
So it's like when we go to the doctors, they recommend you need to sleep well and eat well.
可是如果吃饭跟睡觉，来哪一个重要
？If you compare eat and sleep, which one's more important?
都很重要，但是如果说哪一个重要，
sleep.
吃饭嘛，你饿得睡不着，你怎么睡啊？是吗？哈，同意吗？哎，所以吃饭不是说你只要吃饭啊都不要睡觉，那也不行啊。
So it doesn't mean you only need to eat, not to sleep. So you need to eat first and then sleep.
所以要平衡啊，但是你虽然平衡，也有先后次序的。
So however, there's a balance, but there is an order.
你不是说我只要连续啊，就不要祭祀了，不是这个意思的。
So it doesn't mean, you know, I only want mercy, no sacrifice. That's not the case.
所以并不是说光有敬虔宗教的行为不好。而是那些自以为义的法利赛人把这个优先次序搞错了，所以这就是他们的问题。
So it's not like having mercy and sacrifice are not good, but the problem is the Pharisees make the order backwards.
其实在今天，我们也有一些自以为义的宗教人，他们不认为自己有问题，他们只看见别人有毛病，挑别人的问题，落井下石，还不愿意见到别人的病得治好。这就是因为他们光有外在的宗教行为，里面却没有怜悯的心肠，没有坚贞的爱。
So there are people that believe that they are righteous and religious, denying that they are spiritually sick, only can see other people's problem and unwilling to see them healed because they do not have the mercy in their hearts, no devoted love, only have religious act.
所以一个真正健康的人呢，他会客观的来看待自己，他不会动不动就定罪别人，或是自认自己的健康，会用更多的怜悯心肠来体恤别人的软弱。
So the really healthy people are more objective towards themselves. They don't accuse others, but show mercy to the weak.
好，第二方面呢，是健康的人他能够正视他个人的问题。
So the second one is the healthy person is able to face his own problem.
我们再来读一次第十二节好吗？预备，请。
It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
好，这一节的翻译有小小的一点问题。
So it's a little problem with the translation here.
好，就好比我们说哈啊，正常的人用不到助听器，那耳朵不好的人呢才用得着。
So it sounds like we're saying normal people don't need hearing aid, only who has hearing problems need it.
于是呢，这个意思就是说，助听器仅是少数人的需要，或是可有可无的东西，或是暂时可被利用的工具而已。
So it more sounds like there's only a minority needs it. It's just a useful tool.
但是原来的意思不是这样子的。
But the original text, it's not.
这句话如果原文直接译过来，翻译过来是这样讲，他说，健康的人没有医生的需求，而生病的人有。
So the original text in King James Version is, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick.
清净本的圣经翻译的还比较准确一点，是这样子的。那这说明医生很重要，但是呢，有些人却没有需求。就好像说吃饭很重要，但是有些人却一点食欲都没有，那就有问题了。
So it shows the importance of the doctor, but some people have no need of it. It's just like food is important to the body, but if you have no appetite, there is a potential problem.
所以病人必须要承认，意识到自己有病，才会去接受医生的帮助。就好像罪人必须要承认自己有罪，才能够接受主的救恩。
So sick people must realize that they're sick first and then go to the doctors. Sinners must admit that they have sinned and then receive forgiveness.
然而真正的困难是让人们能够愿意勇于承认自己是个病人，是个罪人，其实这很不容易的。
But the difficult thing is it's not easy to make people willingly admit that they are sick and sinful.
而我们看见那一些愿意来到耶稣面前的税吏跟罪人，他们就是以一颗健康的心态来接受对自己的自我评价以及对别人对他们的判断。
So when we see those tax collectors and sinners, they're willingly come to before Jesus and they had a healthy attitude towards towards other people's judgment about them.
今天我们看见世界上有许多很奇怪的现象，例如说，许多人明明生病就不上医院，那也有许多人明明没病就天天吵着要上医院。
So there, we can see a lot of weird things today, and people who are really sick and don't want to see a doctor.
那这都很不正常的，是不是？
And some people who are not sick wants to go to the hospital every day.
我认为呢，
That's not normal.
我们心里面的态度很重要。首先，我们就要以健康的心态来接纳真实的自己，以及接受现实的环境。
So I think our attitude is the key. First, we must have a healthy attitude to accept the real you and whatever circumstances you're in.
好，例如，当你身体有异样，那你就去医院找医生做检查。假设这个检查报告出来之后，哦，医生看了之后对你说，很抱歉，我们查出你有糖尿病、高血压，或者是说，你的肾脏发炎、你的肺部感染。
So, for example, if you go to see a doctor, and then when a test result come back, and the doctor said, "Oh, I'm sorry to tell you that you have diabetes, hypertension, kidney infection, or lung disease."
好，这时候你听到之后，你不会很激动的回答说，开什么玩笑？我身体很好，你才有病。
So normally we would not say that. What are you talking about? I'm healthy. You're a liar.
或是责备医生说，哎，你当医生你还在胡说骗人啊？
Yeah, sometimes we blame the. You can't blame the doctor for, you know, not telling the truth.
没有这样，我们反而会觉得说，哎呀，会开始正视自己的问题。哦，是这样子啊？那我们就会很认真的问医生说，那我要如何改善或做进一步的治疗，才能够让身体恢复健康呢？
So I think more likely we will realize our problem and discuss with the doctor and how to improve your condition and to become healthy again.
是不是这样子还比较正常？是不是？
So is that what we're going to do?
好，那今天我们看见许多世人不愿意承认自己有问题，他们也不愿意用正面的态度来检视他们自己，而将所有的问题都推给别人，认为永远都是别人的错误。
So we can see a lot of people don't want to admit they have problems and don't want to face their problems. And it's always others' fault. They are the one who was treated unfairly.
所以他们不被不公平的对待，所以所有的问题都来自于别人，来自于这个环境对他的不公平。
So
才导致他们今天受苦的结果。
So all their problems caused by other people, which result in their sufferings.
但是我要告诉你，我们心里如果不健康的话，身体也往往不健康的。
But I have to tell you that if you are not healthy psychologically, it will cause many physical illness.
好，这就是为什么圣经教导我们说，喜乐的心什么，乃是良药。
So that's why the Bible says the joyful heart is a good medicine.
当一个人心态有问题，面对任何环境总是埋怨，认为自己受到不公平对待的，这样的人会比一般人更容易罹患心脏血管疾病，这是有医学根据的。
So the person who doesn't have a positive attitude, complains about everything, thinking everything is unfair, is more likely to develop heart disease.
好，根据一份医学的杂志的报告，那些自以为受到不公平待遇的人，比起那些觉得人生公平的人，发生心脏问题的几率高出55倍。
So according to a statistic by a medical journal, the people who think they have received unfair treatment compared to those who think life is fair have 55% more chance to develop heart problem.
好，这个研究的经费主要来自英国和美国的政府医疗机构，其中一个最大规模的一个最长和时间最长的研究呢，他分析了6081个英国公务员的资料。
So this research is funded by the American British Medical Association, and one of the biggest and longest research involving 6,081 British government staff members.
他们从20世纪90年代初期就开始做研究，然后这些受访者他问及说，你是不是常常觉得受到不公平的对待啊？这样的这句话的同意程度。跟以往研究不同的是，这些受访者的回答，那时候在被访问的时候都觉得好像还没有任何血管疾病的现象。
So, in early 1990s, the study participants were asked to give their degree of agreement to the sentence, "I often feel like I was treated unfairly." All the participants at the time has no prior history of heart disease.
但是，是不是他们自身的疾病才开始对人生不满呢？所以根据这些受访者平均10.9年的追踪研究发现，这期间有387人因为心脏病发作去世，或者是因为心脏和胸痛问题接受治疗。
So on the average of 10.9 years of following up research, during this period of time, there are about 380 people died of heart disease.
好，所以那些认为比较低程度认为被不公平对待的这些公务员呢，比认为没有受到公平对待的人的心脏病发作率高出28%。
So the researcher found that people who have slight tendency thinking that life is unfair have 28% more chance to develop heart problems.
那中等程度认为不公平被对待的人，他们心脏风险呢上升了36%。
So and the people who have medium tendency thinking that life is unfair have 36% chance to develop heart disease.
那这个研究就说明了一件事情。说心理健康与身体健康其实都是息息相关的。
So the study shows the mental health have everything to do with your physical health.
甚至那些心理越健康的，他身体就会越健康。
So even more mentally sound and you are, and the more physically healthy you are.
因此，我们如果要身体健康，我们要从心理健康开始，也就是说，我们要经常的自我反省。
So if we want to be physically healthy, we need to start with our mental health.
你说我们心里的耳朵听不见，我们听不见上帝的声音，那是不是我们心里的耳朵聋了？我们要自我有这样的一个检视。
So we have to self-reflect. If self-exam, if you can't hear the voice of God, is that because we're spiritually deaf?
那我们如果看不见属灵生命的丰盛，那是不是我们的眼睛被世界的神弄瞎心眼了呢？
So when we can't see the plenty in our lives, is that because we are spiritually blind?
当我们有这样自我的检视，常常这样的反省自己，正视自己的问题，这样我们才有可能成为一个健康的人。
So when we do this self-exam, and there is a possibility that we can be healed.
最后一个是健康的人需要找到真正的医生。
Third one is the healthy need to find the true doctor.
然后我们再来读最后一次第十二节，预备，请。
It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
好，我们都知道耶稣就是指的那位全能的大医生。
So we all know Jesus is Almighty Healer.
其实如果我们仔细看全章，整个第九章。
So,
都是在讲到耶稣的医疗宣教之旅。
So if we read the whole chapter 9, it's talking about Jesus' teaching and healing.
哦，你仔细再看下去，无论是患十二年血肉的妇人得医治，管这个会堂的女儿从死里复活，瞎眼的哈这个得看见，哑巴的能说话哈，一直到最后要结束整章要结束之前，用一句话做总结。就是三十五节，我们一起来读。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
好，那今天世人，我们都患了一种叫病啊，一种罪的病，都。
So, in today's world, everyone is sick.
那圣经告诉我们说，没有一个义人。连一个都没有。
So, Bible tells us, it says, no one is righteous, not even one.
所以我们都应当来到神的面前来得到医治。
So we all need to come to Jesus, ask for healing.
那位唯一正常啊无病的，就是主耶稣基督，这位全能的大医生面前来求他医治。
So, The only the one without sin is Jesus. That's why we all need to come before him and ask.
医生的任务呢，不是去批评病人，而是诊治病人。
So as a duty of a doctor, it's not to blame his patient, but to heal them.
我们的大医生主耶稣也是如此。
So our healer Jesus so.
他虽与罪人来往，但是圣经说他远离罪。
So, however, he's dealing with the sinners, but the scripture said he is without sin.
只有那远离罪的才能够亲近罪人。他恨恶罪，但是他却爱罪人，所以他才愿意医治我们一切的过犯。
So he hates sin, but he loves sinners. That's why he can heal us.
马太福音的作者马太，他过去也是一位别人所看不起的税吏。
So the author of the book of Matthew.Was a tax collector.
但是他经过耶稣的赦罪恩典之后，耶稣呼召他成为门徒。他得医治之后，他心态完全健康了，于是他便开放自己的家。他不再害怕隐藏啊，这个害怕提及过去的失败，还愿意邀请其他的罪人朋友来与他一同得着健康。所以他便欢欢喜喜的在家里。大摆宴席，把过去的这些跟他在一起的罪吏啊朋友和罪人都请到他家来，跟耶稣以及他的门徒一同坐席。
So, Matthew was a tax collector, but by the grace of God, he was called to be a disciple, and he left everything behind, repent from his sins, and encourage others to do so. That's why he held a banquet in his house, invite other tax collectors and sinners.
马太之所以这样做，就是希望那些跟他过去一样心灵有病的，都能够跟他一样罪得赦免、病得医治，成为健康的人。
So by doing that, so he hoping they will repent and have their sins forgiven and become healthy.
所以耶稣才会宣告说：“我来不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”
That's why Jesus said, "For I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners." So Jesus came to forgive our sins, to make reconciliation for sinners.
这也是耶稣来到这世界上的目的。
That's why Jesus came to this world.
可是今天世人许多人不却不这样的认为。
But sadly, many people refuse to accept him.
他们自己有病，不寻求医治，反而阻碍别人来得医治。
They were the sick ones, not only refused to come before Jesus, but also prevent others from coming to Jesus.
他们不愿意来到这全能医生面前，啊，耶稣面前来接受他的拯救，却选择用自己的方法走自己的道路，自以为是健康， 这多么讽刺啊。
So they refused to come to Jesus and to choose their own ways, thinking their ways is a healthy way, and how foolish.
有一位男士他去理发店修剪头发跟胡须。
So there's a gentleman walking in the barber shop.
那这个理发师呢就开跟他修剪了，就在边剪边聊天，哇，相谈甚欢，双方呢就谈了很多的话题。最后谈到有关于神的话题的时候，理发师就说了，我不相信神的存在。
So while having his haircut, he had a conversation with the barber, and they talk about a lot of topics, and finally they talk about God. And the barber said he didn't believe that there is God.
那这位男士就说，为什么呢？
And the customer said, why?
哦，理发师就说，你到街上走一走，你看那些根本你看不到上帝啊，你找得到吗？根本不存在。如果上帝真的存在，为什么世上那么多人生病，还有那么多的这个孩子被这个遗弃？如果上帝这个存在的话，应该没有这些苦难痛苦临到这个世界啊！我很难想象一位慈爱的上帝会容许这样的事情发生。
So the barber answered, "If you go on the street and you will see that there's no God."If there's God, why there are so many sickness, so many abandoned children? If there's God, why there should be no pain and sufferings? I can't imagine a loving God would allow all this to happen.
那这位男士想一想，那他又不想跟他引起争论，所以就没有回应。
So the customer thought about it. He didn't want to argue, so he didn't say anything about it.
这个理发刀在他手上还蛮危险的哈。所以他想一想呢，理完发之后，哎，他就走出去了。
So when the barber's done, the customer stood up and ready to leave.
就他一出去外面，看见一个街上一个浑身肮脏的这个发臭，然后胡须都没有修剪，弄得非常的看起来非常的这个污秽不堪的这些人呢，那个男士呢，就又跑进去理发店，对理发说，那个理发师说，你知不知道理发师呢是不存在的？
So after he stepped out of the barbershop, he saw there is a man coming towards him. He's dirty, unkempt. So the man walked back in the barbershop and told the barber, you know what? There is no barber in this world.
那这个理发师说，这里直接说什么话呢？我在这里，我是理发师啊，我怎么可不存在呢？
So the barber asked, what are you talking about? I'm here and I'm a barber.
我才刚帮你理发啊，你还不记得了吗？
And I have just cut your hair.
然后这个男士就说，不，我说理发师不存在的，如果存在的话，那世界上就不会有这个满头这个脏乱的头发的和满脸这个胡须的人像外面的人一样。
So the customer responded, if there is barber in this world,There should be no crazy haired and dirty person walk on the street.
理发师说啊，理发师确实存在，问题是这些人不来找我啊。
But the barber argued, I am a barber. Barber do exist. That's his problem not coming in here so that I can clean him.
那这位男士就回答说，没错，你这说就对了。神也是确实存在的，但问题是人们不愿意回到他的面前寻求神的帮助。这就是为什么世界会有这么多的痛苦。
So this customer said, "You're right. God exists. The problem is that people are unwilling to come before Him to ask for His help. That's why there are so many pain and sufferings."
今天耶稣已经表明，他就是这位全能的医生，要来医治我们的病人。
So Jesus proclaimed that He is the true doctor.
他不是法官，要来审判我们这些罪人。
He's not a judge.To judge our sin.
那是将来在最后的审判才做。可是耶稣现在来是要来拯救我们这些罪人的。
And then there will be judgment in the future. But now, at this point, Jesus come here to save us.
我们的任务就是要来到他的面前，让我们的生命恢复正常。
So our responsibility is to come before him to receive his healing, so our life can be normal.
只有这位全能的大医师才能够让我们的生命。回到健康。
Only this true doctor can make our life become healthy again.
耶稣当年他不是坐在高高坐在荣耀宝座等着人去来向他朝拜，他乃是周游四方，走遍各城各乡，寻找迷失的羊，释放那些被压制捆绑的人。
So Jesus didn't sit on his throne waiting for us to come to him.But he walked through towns to look for his lost sheep to release those who who under the bondage of the devil.
他不是坐在圣殿祭坛等候别人牵着牛羊来献祭，而是自己成为代罪的羔羊，成为牺牲的祭物，为的是使人与神重新和好。
And he didn't sit in the temple receiving sacrifices, but to become the Lamb of God, become the sacrifice, so that man can be reconciled with God.
你想看看，有这样一位爱我们的神，我们岂能不愿意来寻求他的救恩，反而埋怨这世界的不公平呢？
So think about such a loving God. How can we not come to him and ask to be saved instead of complaining about the unfair world?
我们岂能不让自己心灵重新健康起来，而只光责怪外界的不公平呢？
How can we not focus our own attitude but complaining about the unfair circumstances?
所以最后我们也知道，到底谁才是健康的人？也许我们应该反省一下。
So, who is a healthy person? And we need to ask ourselves that question.
你是一个健康的人吗？
Are you a healthy person?
一个健康的人，首先他的心态一定要健康，不要经常埋怨，而是要凡事谢恩。
So, the healthy person, we don't complain, but be thankful.
下周主日是一个很特别的主日，我们有一个感恩特别聚会。
So next Sunday, we have a special Thanksgiving gathering.
那这是每年我们有一次在感恩节前夕，教会开放给弟兄姐妹有机会来公开向神感恩。
So once a year, before Thanksgiving, our church give everybody an opportunity to share with others about their gratitude towards God.
倘若你回顾这一年，你觉得有很多，我相信每一个跟神关系有关系建立关系的人都一定会有感恩的事情。
So I believe look back in this past year and then if you have a relationship with God, I do know you have something to say and then some gratitude towards God.
就算一句话两句话来向神感恩，我相信这我们做得到了，是不是？
Even one or two sentences, if you can say something, it's good enough.
我只有看到两个人点头。
Only two person nodded.
我们希望下礼拜不是有下面两个人点头而已，而是很多人，甚至所有的都愿意站出来，一句两句都行，来对上帝感恩。
And then I hope next week everybody can share with others about their thanksgiving.
我相信你的感恩可以激励很多人的。
And hopefully your gratitude can encourage many.
希望大家预备好，好不好
？So be prepared for next week.
好，那我们知道健康的标准不是自己认为自己健康就是健康了，必须以客观的态度来正视自己生命的问题。
So we know healthy or not is not self-determined. We need to be realistic to face our problems.
并且我们不单是承认自己的问题，而且要主动来到这位真正的医生，也就是那位创造生命的主面前来寻求解决。
Not only admit our problems, but also go to the true doctor, which is our creator, for answers.
也许你会怀疑说，哎呀，我里面很多的疾病，甚至已经病入膏肓了。那神真的能够解决我里面所有的问题吗？
So you might have doubt. They say, I have so many problems. Can God really solve all my problems?
请你不用担心，因为这就是耶稣来到这世界的目的。他说他来是叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So don't worry about that, because for this reason Jesus came to this world to give life, not only life, but abundant life.
也就是说，让我们可以生命可以得到更健康。我们都是他的羊，他是好羊，我们是他的羊，好牧人顾念他的羊，甚至愿意为羊舍命。
We are his sheep. He is a good shepherd who gives his life up for us.
倘若我们知道为人父母都是要把最好的给我们的孩子，那这位爱我们的神，同样的天父岂不是把最好的都给我们吗？
So as parents, we want our kids to be healthy and we do anything for them, for their well-beings. How about our heavenly father? Will not he do the same for us?
为了让我们儿女健康，父母亲做出很多的牺牲，那我们的天父也是如此，他牺牲他独生爱子耶稣基督，就是要让我们回到健康。
So to keep our kids healthy, we can do a lot. We will do a lot for them and sacrifice for them, same as our Heavenly Father.
因此，我们要将我们人生一切的问题全都交给他吧。你别再自己默默承受，走你孤单的道路了。
So give every problem in your life to Him and stop carrying all the burdens yourself.
他愿意担负你一切的重担，陪伴你走完你人生的每一个旅程。
And He will lift your burden and walk with you.
这就是你将一切的重担、一切的问题都交给他，这才是你得健康的秘诀。
So the secret is to give Him your problems and your burdens.
但问题是，你是否愿意成为健康的人？你愿意寻求这位大医生的帮助吗？
So the question is, if you're willing to become a healthy person, if you are willing to seek this true healer's help,
你愿意顺服他一生对你前面道路的带领吗？
If you're willing to follow his lead,
如果你愿意，我恭喜你，因为你将要经历这位大牧者在你前头来带领一生的道路。
So if you are, I congratulate you because Jesus will be your shepherd and His mercy and love will follow you till the end of age.
更重要的是，你一生必有恩惠、慈爱随着你直到永远。
And then your whole life will be filled with love and mercy till the end of the age.
好，让我们一起来回应这首歌，必有恩惠、慈爱。
Let's respond with Psalm 405.
Come, 我是客旅，我是流浪者，在黑暗罪恶中徘徊。